欢迎收听 Tipsy Corner。 Hey guys, welcome to Tipsy Corner Season 3, Episode 1. So for this episode, I invited my best friend here in London, Kimia. She's from Iran and also just arrived in London a couple weeks ago. She's now studying a master's degree in fashion business. And today we are going to talk about all the crazy things we've been through since we arrived in London a month ago. And after that, we are going to talk about how, as a migrant from Taiwan and Kimia from Iran, how our experiences are like. And besides that, we are also going to talk about mental health. So without further ado, let's welcome our first guest for Season 3, Kimia Abbasi. You're literally the only person that I have ever met that been through so much trouble in London. Like, the other day, if you guys listened to my bonus episode, but it's in Chinese, so maybe you guys don't understand, but I mentioned that Kimia went to, how many banks did you went to?
Oh my god, like four branch for Barclays, four branch for Lloyds.
Four branch Barclays, four branch for Lloyds. Like, how many times did you visit
those? 2 months.
2 months?
Rapidly, yeah.
Yeah, because like every time I come back to class, Kimia's like, oh, I went to the bank today. Today I went to the bank. And the other day is like, you know what? Today I went to the bank too.
Exactly. It was like a dream to open a bank account.
Why is it so hard for you? Like, to me, it's just I went there for 5 minutes
because
and it's done.
Fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Keep that later.
It's because of my cuteness.
You went to a bank like in the first day and the next day you had a bank account.
Yeah, I don't know why. Just so lucky. And even I told you at the airport. So usually if you come here, you're a migrant and you come to England, they will check your passenger locator form,
yeah,
your COVID and test booking, and your visa, and your like a lot of documents.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they will ask you a lot of questions like, what are you here for? How long will you be staying? Will you be go back to your own country? And to me, they didn't ask me these questions. They just take a look at my passport and my visa, and that's it. And they...
What do you mean?
Yeah, they just... So the guy in the custom office, and when I'm in the airport, he just took my visa and then my passport and just take a look at it. And he was like smiling at me and asked me like, huh, study acting, huh? I was like, yep. He's like, exciting, huh? Yep.
Oh my god, they asked me like tons of questions.
Really? How long did it take for you?
It took a lot because of the line. It took like 2 hours and a half in the line.
Oh,
and
my
yeah,
God.
When I was there, it was like more than 10 minutes because he asked me why you are here, when you're gonna come back to your country. A lot of questions. Why you study fashion business? And I was
what?
Like, it's none of your business why I'm studying fashion business.
Is that because like you are from Iran? Do you think so?
I don't know, actually the other time that I told you, I went to the Lloyds Bank and the manager everything was okay and I was really close to opening a bank account and the manager just checked my BRP and suddenly he understood I'm Iranian and he said, oh, we cannot open a bank account for you. And I said, what? And I said, because your address is too long.
That is the most stupid thing I have ever heard.
What the fuck? What do you mean my address is too long? It's my address. How can I make it shorter? And he said, no. And I said, I want to talk to manager. And he said, I'm the manager of the bank. And I said, you cannot open a bank account in Lloyds.
What?
And I just came out. I'm so angry.
But like, have you met like other people that their attitude changed? after they know you're from Iran?
A lot.
Seriously? Seriously?
For example, whenever we're going to university parties or parties, they just ask me at first that, oh, what's your name? What's your major? And I'd suddenly when I say I'm Iranian.
Sorry, so our flatmate just came to the kitchen because right now we are doing this in our kitchen. So sometimes you will hear airplanes, sometimes you will hear people talking outside, sometimes you will hear Vaz talking on his phone.
Oh my god, you're gonna hear Vaz a lot.
Yeah, it's a concert, but it's also a great thing of living here. I don't know. So okay, so you were talking about like people's attitude change after you told them you are Iranian.
They got, I don't know, they got scared or they got
scared,
sad. They were just like, oh, really? Okay. And then they disappear.
Oh my god. So is it like harder than you imagine, like living in London?
I don't care.
I don't care. Like, what is your imagination like before you come here?
Oh, yeah. I really didn't know that they don't like Iranian. But a lot of people just told me that they really specifically don't like Iranian people. And I don't know why. They just like, for example, Arab, they like Indian people, all, but I don't know what's the problem with Iranian people. But actually, I don't care.
I like that you were like, because you guys can see, but Kimmy is like nodding. He's like, I like that they don't, I don't really care.
No.
It's so chill. And then she's wearing a hat right now, wearing a cap. Cap right now, so
yo.
Are we going that way? This is a rap music show. Yo, check it out. This girl from Iran. She doesn't care if you saw her and you ran.
But you didn't see anything like this when you were in London.
Not really, because like before I come to London, one of my fear list of coming here is being racially discriminate against, because I've heard like some people in Western country don't like East Asian people. That's what I heard on media. But then after I come to London, I find out so far most of the people I met are actually quite nice, and they are not like racial, like discriminate against you.
At the first sight that you just talk to them, what's about first impression?
What's your first impression?
Their first reaction, like.
You mean strangers or classmates? Strangers.
The people that you met first.
All the people I met first. So my first day coming here is like I met some strangers on the subway, and because I was really excited. First day of being in London, so I tried to smile at the subway in London, and I highly don't recommend you to do this. If you are if you just arrive in London and you want to share some kind of happiness to the world in the subway, you are choosing the wrong location, babe.
And run! If somebody smiles at you or comes to you with a flower, just run!
Oh, yes, Kimia, you have to tell our list another story.
Yeah, it was. I was like, it was a week that we were in London, yeah?
Yeah.
It was the first week, I think. Mm. Just suddenly, a lady came to me with a flower and said, oh, you're so pretty. And I was like, oh my god, London people are so nice.
Exactly.
Cute. Why they're like this? They're so kind. And then she gave me the flower and she was waiting. Do you remember? She was waiting. And we were like, okay.
You can leave now. We got your flowers. And goodbye.
She got like angry look that, okay. And then I just gave him like, how much? Like £1, £2, £3, £4, like with coins. I gave her like £5, I think.
Yeah, I think £5.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough even for her. And it was really strange, yeah.
You can see like the woman is not actually pregnant. She just had too much food.
Now she was pregnant, don't me. I want to believe she was pregnant.
But like a lot of scam in London will have like a fake, you know, pregnant belly and have like fake disabled arm or fake wheelchair. Because some people in Taiwan, with some scam in Taiwan, do that too. And then it's fake. And after their work, they just stand up and walk. Or take the belly off.
I just want to think she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's the problem with being a nice people.
I really lost a lot of money here.
Yes, you can buy much food.
I just went to her salon yesterday and I tipped her like £20 because it was written in internet that you just have to pay tip like 20% of all the money. So 20% would be £20 for me, and my friend just told me trust me, you just have to give her like £5. But I was like, no, internet, it has written like this. So I gave her the money and she was like, oh my god, no, I cannot accept this, is too much. And there's no way back for me. I was like,
so she take £20?
Yeah, with
£90
for my hair.
Kimia, you gotta stop giving people money. Taxi driver, lady in the barbershop.
Sorry for taxi driver. Extra £70 taxi driver.
The taxi driver is crazy. I've never seen anyone pay so much to a taxi driver.
£120.
That's like how many months' salary it is in Iran.
Oh my god, no, don't start that.
Like, how much pound in general is 1 month salary in Iran?
Count on 200, okay. It's gonna 200? Be £200, yeah.
Really? Okay, so you just spend like half of the average salary in Iran?
No, total. I just spent like 2 weeks. 1 month of salary total.
1 month of salary?
Because £70 for taxi driver, £5 for flower lady, £20 for tips.
That's so crazy though. Yeah. That's so crazy. Like, you met so many crazy people.
Yeah, and they're mean.
Yeah.
I just believe everyone.
You just what?
Believe everyone.
Yeah, you believe. I can't believe you believe that pregnant woman. I cannot believe that.
She won't believe you're so pretty.
Well, I mean, you are.
Thank you. But wow. It doesn't cost any money to say that.
Yeah. After I come here, everything just like kind of goes smoothly. So I have like not that much stories to tell. But Kimia can talk about it for a week, nonstop, everything she went through. She went through crazy guy number one, who tried to chase her. She went through crazy guy number two, who tried to text her and call her all day. She went through crazy guy number three.
I wish they don't hear this podcast later.
No, they won't. They don't know me. Even though they do, who cares about them? They're shitty people. Yeah. She went through crazy guy number three, who tried to say she's being robbed all the time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we went through like I can't say that. We went through some people who tried to kick us out of the group. We went through like people that say we don't speak proper English.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I hate that word now. But the good thing is we both find love.
Before that, we both find each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell your love that I found you first.
Yeah, you found me?
I found you first.
Yes, I'm the priority. Yeah, you are the priority too. I told Matt.
Oh, wow.
And he thinks it's funny. But
funny?
He thinks it's funny.
I think he should think that it's serious.
Yeah, but he knows I'm joking, so he thinks I'm funny.
It's not joking. You have no problems here in London. Not at all.
Yeah, it's pretty smoothly. I don't know why.
You had, I didn't. Just think.
But just the apple juice and red bean soup keep being stolen by people.
No.
I don't know why, but just the only big man issue of living in London is just people keep taking my food without asking me first. That's what annoyed me. And then the shitty people that kick us out of the group, I don't even fucking care.
I really don't even fucking care of them.
Yeah.
They're children.
I hope those children don't listen
to
my podcast. And grandma, yeah. So like, I love children, but like,
you can tell the story that we went to club and then you just were there for hanging our coats.
Oh yeah.
For £15.
Yes. So for those of you who want to visit London, I highly, highly don't recommend you to go to the club.
No, don't go to club with shitty people. Just go with the right people.
Go with like a group of your mature friends. Yeah, because I just basically spent £15 on the nightclub where I spent 2 or 3 hours in, or not 2 hours in, taking care of people's coats.
Exactly.
And watching people dance. But I think if I were there again, right now, travel back through time, I would still do that because I think it's an experience for me, because I want to go see the bar, nightclub and nightlife in London anyway. But it's just that specific nightclub is way too expensive. And sometimes when I'm podcasting, my mind just go like,
I have that experience always. In the when I need to think, I just, my mind can go blank. Nothing came to my mind.
But you say you are really good at presenting. I think you are really good at presenting.
Yeah, I'm really comfortable. For example, giving presentation, talk in front of people, but when, I don't know, in a sudden situation, I just get freeze. When somebody try, for example, to annoy me, I get freeze. I can do nothing. When I get so mad, as you know, I cannot talk about it. I cannot show.
I know, because I saw you get mad that night in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It was because I didn't know that you were mad, because you were still smiling. Yeah, you were smiling, but...
It was like mad smiling. It was like... And I don't know why I cannot show my madness, something like that.
Yeah, but like, yeah, because I was really surprised after they left. So like, on the background is that, I'm not gonna too detail about this, but the background is like, we are like having a little fight, a huge fight actually, with one friend and the other girl in the kitchen. And I got really upset and just show my emotion, because I find out it is so difficult for me to smile in a really angry situation. But when I look at Kimya, because I thought Kimya would be the one that is like angrier than me, but turns out like when I look at Kimya was like smiling. So I thought, oh, maybe she's okay with this, maybe she's not that angry. But then after that, the next morning you told me, I was so angry yesterday, I couldn't really fall asleep until 4 a.m.
I really didn't sleep that night. I was so and I was so angry that my hands were shaking. I went to my room, I just played like online games, like fight games, to just keep a little better, to kill everyone in the game, to feel better. But I didn't. And at 4 a.m. I was like, oh my god. But when they were here, I couldn't say anything. I couldn't just show my anger. I don't know, it's my problem, it's my weakness actually. I just stop talking when I'm so angry about something.
Oh, because you feel overwhelmed emotions.
Yeah.
Like, can you articulate yourself like clearly during a emotional situation? Like when you are emotional, do you think you can be able to communicate what you think clearly?
No,
right now,
never. No. It happened. Believe me, never it happened. I don't know why. I'm trying to just, because I cannot talk about it, so I'm trying to just write it, for example, in a message, send it to the person that I'm angry at. I think I'm getting better, but I cannot show, I cannot talk about it, not at all. I just ignore the person and try to just, if I'll be so angry, then I block him or her from everywhere.
Yeah, because you told me the other day, a girl.
Yeah, a friend.
A friend of
you.
A
best friend.
Your best friend?
Yeah, she was my best friend.
Seriously? I thought it's just like a friend.
No, she was a best friend from childhood.
What? And you just...
blocked her.
Are you guys still talking with each other? No?
No, I just blocked her.
What? Do you mind if I ask you what happened or no?
It's okay actually, really? Because we had several problems before, we had several fights, and I just cared a lot of time to talk to her, and for example, why is that, and at that stage I just felt that she doesn't care, seriously, she doesn't care, so I was like, I'm feeling bad in another country for a best friend in Iran, so I was like, okay, it's time to get over you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people sometimes really matter to you, but it's not important. If they're annoying you, you have to just...
Let them go,
yeah.
That is the one thing that I'm learning right now. Because usually when I was in university, like before I graduated in university, I met a lot of shitty friends. They're so mean to me and ask me to do their project and ask me for money and never return it. And usually I just,
and you
like,
did always.
Yeah, I did it always because I want to be nice and I want to be liked all the time. And I don't want to be like a bad person, because when they're like, oh, why didn't you help me? I feel really bad. So after like graduating college, I just kind of like reflecting on what I did and reflecting on how much I sacrificed for the friends that we no longer contact each other. Like, what is the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I'm really...
So they just left after graduation? They just disappeared?
Some disappear, but some want to keep contacting with me, but like not for like a...
Again, for taking advantage or they
need something. So like when you meet someone for the first time or for the first couple time, I think we can all kind of tell if this person is genuine enough. So at first I met the shittiest friend I met in college. I knew my instinct. Yeah, my gut told me she's a bad person.
So
but
why you kept continuing your relationship with her?
I don't know, because at first I felt like first impression is not that important, and I shouldn't judge a person by my first...
You should, yeah, always.
Yeah,
I promise.
Yes, and then, yes, so I learned to now trust my gut sometime. Yeah, and not just making people take advantage of you all the time. And I learned to be more direct over time, but still being polite.
You should teach me this stuff.
But I think you can like cut those friends that take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Like, how did you learn? Did you always know how to cut them off?
I just tolerate a lot. I mean, yeah, it wasn't like from... I didn't block her just because a little thing. It was a lot. It was a lot of problems. And I was tolerating a lot. And it was like, okay, you're just annoying yourself. You're just thinking about every second. And she doesn't care. And she's exactly doing the thing that you don't like. And she knows you don't like. But she's doing on purpose. So I was like...
We are over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you know what? I just suddenly think about some tips that we can give them for living in London. Like, first of all, bring knife. Bring knife with yourself from any country, any other places to this shit.
But I think we cannot bring knife overseas.
You can. If you put it in your luggage, not in your handbag.
Really?
Can't we?
I don't think we can, because in Taiwan the regulations say we cannot bring gun, knife, everything like that's sharp. Right? Yeah, so we have to buy knife here.
Oh my god, but there is no knife here, because I don't know why. They don't sell knife.
Yeah. But like, when I went, did you make like a to pack list before you come here? Like what to pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I look at it,
you wrote knife.
No, I wrote a lot of things, but then it turns out that a lot of things I don't really need to bring them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I cannot think of anything that I should bring.
Knife.
I think you can still find some, because last time I found some.
But they are in package. For example, whole package of a spoon and fork and knife for example, 4 to 6 people. I don't need full package for 4 to 6 people. I still have 4 butter knives. I don't need them.
We can sell it to the Japanese guy.
Oh my god, you should have a podcast with Japanese guy.
It's really, can you imagine
racist
that?
To call him Japanese guy in your podcast.
No, but it's like, I'm sorry. What's his name?
It's so racist.
Yosuke.
Yeah, we just call him like this because we don't know his name.
Yeah, we don't know his name.
We never met him before.
Yeah. So the first time I met him, I was like,
tell this story.
Finally. Yeah, and you should join us
after
next time.
2 months.
Because he's always in his room.
Tell the story how you just met this mystery guy.
Mystery guy. So the other day there was a fire alarm going on the entire campus, entire school, school
really?
Accommodation.
It was an entire accommodation. I thought only in Kuomintang.
No. So I asked Jamie, who worked in the residential life office, and he told me it's like a practice. I don't know how to say
what
it. Not a practice. It's like kind of like Yeah, it's kind of like a practice. So the fire alarm. In all the accommodation, ring. And then after 1 minute of ring, because it usually just ring for like 30 seconds and then
but
it's good.
It was 1 minute.
Yes, more than 1 minute. And then I started to find out something is wrong and I was cooking. I was like, is that me? So I turn off the gas and check. No, it's not me.
I'm so cute in these situations. I can just imagine you.
Yeah. Like,
with your slow pace. Just
my slow pace.
So
can you imagine that? Like, I think during like a earthquake or fire situation, I'll just die. I'm the first person that would die. Or zombie. Can you imagine zombie apocalypse? I walk like a grandma because I walk really slow. So when there's a zombie,
I'm gonna turn to zombie first person.
I think I'm gonna be a second.
Why?
I think you'll be the first.
Why? I'm so fast.
Cause, oh my god, why we wandered to this topic?
Okay, yeah, you were talking about meeting.
Yeah, so the fire alarm, and then I got nervous, but I still walk really slow for some reason, and then I walk to the hallway, and then I heard somebody's walking to the hall as well and unlocking his door. At first, I thought it's my other flatmate, Voss, but it turns out it's not him. It came from the Zoom room of that Yosuke-san. And then he opened the door, and I finally saw him for the second time, because the first time I saw him, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
In his room. I finally saw him, and he's actually a nice person.
And he's living here. Can you believe that?
He's living here the whole month.
He doesn't use kitchen.
Yeah.
He just doesn't come out at all.
Yeah.
I wish, if you are listening to this podcast, flatmate, just come and talk to us. I want to know you better.
Yes, because like after the fire alarm, I never saw him again. I never hear him. I never, like, I don't know. There's no trace of him.
I think we can write a letter and put come on, guys. Seriously, if he's too shy, we can just contact with him with letter.
But Kimia, we have his WhatsApp. Why should we write the letter and put it under his door?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, because I'm thinking like a grandma. You're so old, Carl.
Yeah.
You're so older than, oh my god. Everyone who asks our age here, when we say we are 24, they're like, what? I just went to a shopping mall to buy some beers. Mm. And then the cashier just told me, I need to see your ID. And I was like, what? I'm 24. I'm gonna be a mom soon.
Soon?
No, I mean,
you just got into a relationship. No, and then you're gonna turn into a mom.
Oh my god, no. Don't scare the person.
I'm sorry. I'm joking.
No, but actually, because I'm too old. I'm 24. And he was just, no, I don't believe that you are 24. Just show me your ID. And I just show him, and he was like, mashallah. With an Arab voice.
Mashallah.
Yeah, I thought you were under 18.
Yeah, because you look quite young.
Yeah, but we're too old. I didn't realize.
We're not that old. We were just compared to the freshers. We are old.
Next 2 months, I'm going to go to 25. Do you know how old is that?
Oh, yeah, because your birthday is in
January.
January when?
24th.
January 24th. So like you're...
Oh my god, I'm gonna be too old.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be really busy preparing for gifts in January. Because Matt's birthday is in January as well.
Oh my god.
Yeah, all my favorite people here.
Give me.
Oh my god, this is so much pressure. How about red bean soup?
Oh my god. Okay, but it should be a lot of red bean soup because it's my birthday. Instead of cake, we can have some red bean soup. And instead of drink, we can have bubble tea.
Oh my god. It's so hard to choose what gift to give people.
No, for girls, it's so easy. Anything can
for
be
girls.
A gift.
Really?
Yeah, but for men, oh my god.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to do. Hardest. You want to buy clothes? You don't know actually this size goes or not. You're gonna buy shoe, you don't know. Only you can just buy perfume.
Yes.
Or just valet. So cliche gifts, I don't know.
I mean, it depends on the people. Like, I think I'm learning to like to see, to observe what kind of gift this person will like.
Yeah, but you should know them so good.
I think you're like, oh my god, so
yes.
Hard. I think you're like money.
No, it's so obvious.
Okay.
I'm a fashion designer. I'm a stylist. So the thing that are gonna really make me happy is clothes. At first sight.
Yeah, of course, clothes. I was about to say clothes. Absolutely, clothes. And how about like a. Like a
every pink star.
Oh, I think a candle with a good smell.
Yeah.
But you trigger a fire alarm. Let me think of it again.
Actually, I'm gonna use them. I don't care.
Really?
You should help me.
But my birthday is in May 27th, and you can just send me money.
Only money.
To my Revolut account. I'll be happy.
So I should just transfer money for your birthday?
Yeah, because
that's not a gift. It should be just for always. You can just see that and remind of me.
But if you send money, I'll be more happy. Because that's what Chinese people and Taiwanese people do.
All the time?
Yeah, so during New Year, we don't say Happy New Year. We say, hope you get rich. So
come
hope
on.
You get rich, hope you get rich.
Seriously.
Yeah, and then we have like a traditional gift we have to give every time during Chinese New Year is a red envelope. Have you heard of it?
No, what's that?
Really? So during Christmas, we give like gifts, mm-hmm. right? So during Chinese New Year, we don't give gifts. We give money. We just put the money. Usually it's like 50 pounds into the red pocket. Is it 50 pounds? Yes, £50 into like a red pocket.
Only that?
Yeah. So like elder, like if you start earning money, you're over 18 or you graduate from college, you should give like a red pocket money to those who aren't working yet. So those children would get like a lot of money.
But you shouldn't, for example, give it to your parents or...
Yeah. We should like give to our parents as well, because it's a money called... Wow, I don't know. It's English though. In Chinese, called 孝亲费.
Yeah. What's that?
So, it is a great virtue in Chinese culture to give your parents money after you start earning money. Yeah, so once every month, a lot of people in Taiwan will earn money and give those money, for example, like maybe 500,000 a month to their parents, to like in return of their sacrifice to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so hard living in China. I don't wonder.
But it's freer in Taiwan, actually. So what do you do in Iranian New Year?
Actually, in Iranian New Year, we just celebrate. We just gather around, gather together, and there is a like a bomb or something that suddenly there's a noise like boom. Yeah, and then we celebrate, but the older people just give present to the younger one. And yeah, as a younger person, I always collect the present. It's not like, for example, I give present to somebody, like my parents. Or some people do that, but the thing, tradition is the older people just give gifts to younger one. And then there are 2 weeks holidays after that.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot.
So what do you guys eat?
Oh, there is a tradition, a stuff for eating too. It should be fish with some green rice.
Wow, this is so Kimia. Just all the vegetarian stuff.
But not fish. Fish is not... Actually, in UK, fish is vegetarian, but it's not. It's so stupid. Fish is an animal.
Yeah.
How can you eat fish and be still vegetarian? I don't know, this UK people.
I don't understand vegetarian because I always eat meat.
Yeah, you eat a lot of animals.
I'm
you
sorry.
Eat even mine. The animals that I don't eat, you eat instead of me.
What?
Because you eat a lot of animals. Even for breakfast.
What? Bacon.
Oh my god.
Bacons are great. So I tried to, at one point during I was in university, I tried to be a vegetarian for like hours. Just during class, I have this crazy thought of being a vegetarian. I'm gonna quit eating meat.
And what happened?
And during night, I saw a really great beef restaurant. I was like, oh my god, should I or should I not eat meat? That is a question. But then I cannot control my desire.
Just think about those cute animals.
Yeah, I think about it all the time. I even read books about it. You know, there's a books about in a future, people turning to animal. Just people turning to like something that people eat. So people eating people.
Oh my god.
Because like all the animals are dead. So we have no choice. If we want to have meat, we have to eat people. Yeah. So after reading that, I thought maybe
now
it's time.
Now your podcast is scary.
Maybe. I'm sorry. I tried. Maybe I should try from now on after I finish this chicken.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I feel so bad.
Just stop eating that much. I mean, just decrease a little bit. Like
I am.
3 meals in a day with
my god
meat, fish, shrimp.
I'm trying. And then like I think, I don't know why, but my vegan friends and my vegetarian friends, they are more calm.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know, people who are vegetarian or vegan, I think they really care about their health.
Mm.
And in addition, they care about their mental health.
Mm.
Totally, they care. And because of that, when you care about your mental health, you just do meditations all the time. You just, so your behavior is going to be more calm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought it's because they stop eating meat, they become like mentally more healthy.
I don't know really their relation.
Mm.
But my experience is after this, it's kind of 1 week or 2 weeks that I just started again. I was for 6 months vegetarian before, but now it's again 2 weeks. But every time after I started, I just feel better. I feel healthier. I feel better.
You work out, you meditate, you go running.
Yeah, I do all those stuff. Actually, it's a while that I didn't go running. But yeah, I really care about myself at first.
Like, do you always know how to live a healthy life, or something happened that make you think, oh, I have to do more things, like be a vegetarian and meditate and care more about my body and my mental health?
For me, it was something that happened. So I just, I really hadn't a healthy life. I had a lot of bad habits. I smoked a lot. So I didn't work out at all. I just ate a lot of bad stuff. But after a while, I just I just faced with a problem in my body and sickness. So I understood, oh, I have to change the way. And after that, when I changed my lifestyle, then I felt, oh, I really feel better. And it's not, and I should figure out earlier, not when I just feel sickness.
Like, what exactly, like, are there any steps or what kinds of like activities did you do to make yourself feel better? Because what I did is I still eat meat, but like I try to because I think there are some points in our life when most of us feel like really shit. So what I do is like I try to meditate for a while. And I try to build a new hobby, like play ukulele, and I start a podcast show, and I begin to work out at home, and I don't know, just try new things, actually. And I think it's really hard for me to start a new habit, and to keep a new habit. To start is not difficult, but to keep it as a habit, like, is it hard for you too?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't remember any time that I just left my gym session. Never. It didn't happen.
You didn't skip any session?
No, any sessions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like 2 years that I didn't skip any sessions. It's really hard, but you should have the motivation of that, I think.
Mm. So for you, the motivation is like you realize you're sick. And then
actually, yeah, but it was my first motivation, but now I don't think like before anymore. It just I just want to live healthier. I just want to feel better. So I just do all this stuff that make me happier, make me feel better about myself.
Oh, it's kind of great. So like after you have all these like healthy and great hobbies, did you find that yourself as a person change, like your personality and the way you look
at
life? Really?
Yeah, I wasn't this much calm before, not at all. Yeah, I was.
So when you get angry, what would you do?
Yeah, I screamed.
Seriously?
I cried, I screamed, I really did shitty stuff.
I really cannot imagine that.
Exactly, I wasn't calm at all, no. I was really, I had always been stress actually, and I was angry all the time, or sometimes I had depression, but now I really changed, inside me really changed, and so I'm, I just facing with any problems that come to my life, so calm, so peacefully, because I think it's really because I changed my life itself for a long time. It's like 2 years or even more. So my behavior actually changed. My personality changed.
Wow. Is it, did you think it changed like a lot? Will your friends from like, let's say 3 years ago meet you today? Do you think they will be like, ooh, what's going on? Why are you so calm?
yeah, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I was a person who did a lot of crazy stuff always.
Actually, set fire?
Yeah, I really.
What?
I burnt the house once.
What? I was joking. And then, yes.
Yeah, I did. I'm telling you, I just did a lot of crazy stuff. It's not bad to do crazy things in your life. But I didn't feel good. The problem was that I didn't feel good and I didn't have true friends. And I was always in stress, in anger, in a bad feelings.
Okay, so why do you think is the main reason of that anger inside you, like 3 years ago?
Oh, I think that's a really tricky question because it comes from your childhood. From the time that you had no idea, something's really going to your conscious part, so to your unconscious part of your brain. So there's no way that you can control it, but you can change it. It takes time, a lot of time, but you can change it.
Do you think like you have a lot of stress come from your family?
Yeah, I had a pretty much hard day, so...
Because like you told me your family is quite strict about your school performance.
Yeah.
About your grade.
Yeah. Every family had some different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, it was really harder because we had we were dealing with other problems too at the same time. It wasn't only about my parents are strict. But we were dealing with really big problems. So I just grew up with a really stressful situation, and it was with me till 2 or 3 years ago, and that stress just caused me a lot of body problem. My mental problem caused me a lot of body problems, sicknesses. Yeah, so I just understood everything come from here, come from your mental.
It's kind of incredible that you went from like really angry and depressed self to the Kimia nowadays who is more calm and healthy life and positive.
And happy.
Yeah, and happy. Because a lot of my friends, like at my age and or your age, and they are still in the state when they're angry and depressed, a lot of them have like depression.
You told me the story of one of your friend.
Yeah, from your personal experience, what do you think is like a good way for you personally to get out of, not get out, like get better?
At that time, at that moment, I think you just feel you're so alone. So suddenly, after a lot of time that you feel alone, you just realize that it's just you. Nobody cares about you. It's just you. If you want to feel good, you should do something for yourself. And at that time that I realized that nobody is going to do something for me, not my friends, not my family, because it's my life. I have to do something for myself. And then I start to just stop the cycle of stress, cycle of depression, and cycle of, for example, overthinking. And after that, I just felt better and I started to feel happy. You know, my therapist once told me something really good that I never forget it. She told me that when you want to feel happy, when you want to know the good emotions, you have to get rid of the bad emotions that they are in top of your inside you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The good emotions are down deep inside you, mm-hmm. and the bad emotions are on the surface.
Mm.
So you have to just get rid of those emotions to achieve the good feeling.
Oh, so it's like you, in order to get rid of those bad emotions, you kind of transform those bad emotions into your hobbies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So besides those hobbies, did you have any friends to talk to or your family to talk to?
No, nobody
talked to you.
I was so alone.
It's kind of hard for me to imagine because you're like such a nice person.
Well, thank you. But I have lots of friends. I have a lot of friends too.
Yeah.
But none of them is not a person who I'm gonna talk about the down deep problem about myself.
Wait, so they, do you think it's because you're afraid of telling them, or is that they don't want to listen to you?
Because actually most of them, they weren't true friends.
Mm.
They were just friends for having fun.
Some of my friends, they are depressed, they have depression because 2021 and 2020 is the highest peak in decades. In like 21st century, they have like a highest rate of depression
because of the quarantine.
Yes, and because of this generation. So this generation tends to be more depressed than usual, because, and some of my friends, they have depression, but they will come talk to me.
That's
and
good.
Then yeah, because I, you know, as a friend, I think I don't want to give them advice. Because they have depression, it's kind of like a sickness of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, oh, forget about it, get through that, and they will get through that. It's impossible. But you can tell them to eat more banana, because banana have something chemical inside. Because my mom is a psychologist. Yeah, so she told me that something in banana, inside the banana, is like the anti-depression medicine. So when you have depression, you can eat more banana.
That's nice. Good,
yes,
tip.
Yes. But then besides eating banana, I think the best way is like Kimia to have some hobbies and to go to talk to a professional psychologist.
Exactly.
Counselor.
She helped me a lot.
Yes, yes, yes. And to have some friends to talk to that really listen to you. That is important as well.
I didn't have that part. But you know, you are the person that your friends and people are comfortable to talk to, because you are kind, you are a listener, and you're really understanding.
Thank you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, but not all the people are like that. No, they don't care about you at all. They're just friends for good time.
Yeah, but sometimes I understand, like, because I have friend they have depression, but his situation is kind of like severe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think he need to seek professional help, because usually he just seek all the help, like talk to friends all the time, like literally every day sending pictures of suicidal pictures.
Oh,
and
my God.
And sending messages. It's kind of like the guy,
yeah.
You know, crazy guy number C. It's just like emotional blackmailing you, so you have this pressure every day. But it's okay to talk to like your true friends.
Yeah.
Once in a while. Of course not every day, because you know, but like once in a while you can talk to your friends. But
yeah,
like
exactly.
What would you give like to your younger self, because a girl, the Kimia version 1.0, they don't have friends to listen to her, like what would you say to yourself, like maybe 4 years ago, 3 years ago, if you were her friend that truly listened to her, or what would you do?
I think I just told myself that don't care, like now. Yeah, now I really don't care if I have a problem. If people just annoy me, I don't care. But that time I really cared a lot. And I believe people so easily. But at that time it was so crazy. I believed everyone. And if now I could get back into the time, I just avoid to meeting some people. I just avoid to talk to some people, and I just, you know, decrease the level of craziness.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. I think it was an experience. Who cares?
Yeah.
Now I needed those experiences to be what I am right now.
So you're like kind of in a way appreciate that you have those crazy experience to make you who I am today.
No one appreciate the bad experiences, but I think they were essential for me. Maybe you just a lesson repeat for you like 100 times till you learn it. So the lessons really repeated for me like 100 times.
Lessons.
Yeah. Till I learned them.
Okay, so finally, because I know you have to study, so I have to finish this quickly. But finally, do you have any advice that you can give to our friends, right? Our friends around the world that suffer from depression or...
Yeah, people who suffers from depression always waiting for some help from outside, always waiting for a special person to come to just help them to get rid of that situation, but that's never gonna happen. It's just you. You are the only person that you can help yourself. So you should just decide at first and then start with little stuff. Start with little hobbies, start with little things that cheers you up, even so little, like buying a candy, chocolate or something like that. But you should enjoy those things in your daily, and after that you should try to I think the best way is to talk to someone, especially with a therapist or someone, so you know, someone who can understand you. Kara.
You get it.
Yeah, you can call Kara every time you want.
Oh no, please don't. I'm busy dating with Matt.
Actually,
right now.
Exactly. I wanted to say, call him please Friday night till Sunday morning. This is the time you can talk with Kara.
Please don't. Please don't. All right. Anything else you want to add?
My only advice, no.
Yeah, I.
Thank you, Carl.
I'm really touching.
Just having chat with me.
Yeah, by what you said, and I can't believe you are like a different version of you.
Yeah, you can't believe I was so crazy before, can you?
I cannot believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you went through that, and you feel like so much better now,
yeah,
and
exactly.
You find yourself, you find your confidence. Okay, I'll leave you to study now, and thank you for coming to the show. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I really can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kara, for asking me to have a chat with you.
Aww. I'm gonna cry.
Best classmate ever, seriously.
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm trying my best. Alright, so thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you guys next time.